Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Gimel. We just started the beautiful Masechta yesterday, and we pick up about four lines from the top of Gimel Roman Aleph. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, Jack Freiling, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, and Jacob Morris, Yaakov ben David, and also Bernard Luster, Chaim Beryl ben Yaakov. All the Neshamas we learned for should have an Aliyah. We are in the middle of a discussion with the Pasuk, Kasher Oso Bayom Hazeth Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem. And we said that we darshan the word Lechaper, Elu Maisa Yom Kippurim, to compare the Miluyim, the Hakomas HaMishkon, Korbanos, that were brought to the Korbanos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and therefore there's the 7-day Hafrasha period before Aaron HaKohen and his Banov, they did the Korbanos on the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, so too there's a 7-day Hafrasha period, a separation period for the Kohen Gadol before he does the Korbanos on Yom Kippur. So we've gone through a couple of details yesterday. Why don't we compare it, instead of to being compared to Yom Kippur, compare it to Pesach, to compare it to Sukkot? And today we're going to start off and say, Ve'matzeres, why don't we go and compare L'chaper to say that it means, instead of Maisi Yom Kippurim, that it should be to the Korbanos aboard on Atzeres. Atzeres is always the word that we use for Shavuos. The Prishas Shiva Liomechadhu. The problem we said with Pesach or Sukkot was, if it was the last day of Sukkot, we said it was Shmini Atzeres, there was 7 days of Kedusha before it, and that wasn't a good comparison. But when you have Shavuos, there's no 7 days of Kedusha beforehand, and it's a 1-day Yontif, unlike Pesach and Sukkot, so that's why we said we couldn't compare it, the Miluim, to Pesach and Sukkot, because there were 7 days, and the Miluim was only 1 day, but Shavuos, there's no Kedusha beforehand, it's 7 days Hafrasha beforehand, in the non-Kedusha days, and then it's only a 1-day Yontif. Shavuos is 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, just like the Hakamas HaMishkan, which was today's Parsha. I'm dictating this on Matzi Shabbos of Parsha Shmini. Ahi Bayom HaShmini was the 8th day after the 7 days of the Hafrasha, and the 8th day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hakamas HaMishkan. So why don't we compare this Lechaper instead of to Yom HaKippurim? We should compare it to Atzeres, to Shavuos. That's the question that the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Atzeres, Prisha Shiva Yom Echad Hu. So why don't we say that is the case? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Abba says, because Donin, we want to go and compare something that is Par Echad V'yayil Echad from the Miluim, from the 7 days before Vayhi Yom Hashmini, from Hakamas HaMishkan, which is Par Echad V'yayil Echad, which is the same thing that's brought on Yom Kippur, as opposed to Lafuke Atzeres, as opposed to on Shavuos. What do we do on Shavuos? The Shnei Elim Ninu, because there you have two Elim, two rams that are brought, and not one. So Gemara says that works out great. If you understand this Gemara like Rashi does, which is the way I've explained it, who understands that the Limud is from the Miluim, it's from the Par in the Isle that Aaron HaKohen was Makriv, that are comparable to the Par in the Isle of Yom Kippur. However, the Tosos, Rabbeinu Peretz, asks a very strong question on this Rashi. He says, there were actually a separate set of Par and Ayil that was brought Le'ola, and a separate set that was brought L'Shlomim. So he says, the Pasuk tells us they were Makriv Shor of Ayil L'Shlomim. We just read that in today's Parsha. And therefore, there were two Elim. Just exactly the same as Atzeres, which you're telling me Atzeres also has two Elim. So what's going on? So the Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz says that the Gemara over here is only counting the Shor and the Ayil that has the Egel is Lechatos, the Ayil Liola. So that is the one Ayil. But the Shor and the Ayil that are brought the Shlomim aren't included. So that's a very good question and a very good answer. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, why don't we compare it to Shavuos? Because Shavuos has two Elim. So that works out great if you say that Yom Kippur only has one ayil, and Shavuos has two ayilim. So anich leman diyoma Yom Kippur and ayil echad hu. That works out great if you hold that Yom Kippur only has one ayil. But there is a machlokis, as we'll see in a moment, el leman diyoma, it says shnei ayilim ninu, that there are two ayils that are brought on Yom Kippur as part of the Korbanos Tzibur. So then Michael Meimar, what are you going to say? So what is this? So this is as follows, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa that Rabbi's opinion is, Rabbi Omer, there's only ayil echadu. There's only one ayil that is brought on Yom Kippur. Now, there are actually one ayil that's listed in Vayikra, and there's one ayil that's listed in Bamidbar. In Bamidbar, it's listed at the end of Parshas Pinchas, where you have all the maftirs of the Shlosh Regolim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and there it says that you bring an ayil. And in Vayikra, it also says that you bring an ayil. So, Are these two separate aisles or one? So Rabbi Omer, aisle echadu, the same aisle that's mentioned, ha'omer kan, ha'omer b'chumash ha'pikudim, the same aisle that we have over here in Vayikra is the same aisle that's mentioned in Pikudim, is the way we refer to Bamidbar, and it's in Parshas Pinchas. These psukim are as follows. It says in Vayikra, in Perek Tezvav, Posukei, U'meyes adas b'nei Yisroel yikach shnei sirei izim l'chatos v'ayel echad li'ola. And it says in the end of Parshas Pinchas, it says over there as well, v'kraftim olol Hashem reach lichoch parbe makor echad ayel. Echad kvasim b'nei shonar shivot v'imi yulachem. So it mentions an ayel in Pinchas, it mentions the ayel in Vayikra. So Rabbi says it's the same ayel, and therefore there is no problem in saying that we should compare the Miluim, which has one par and one aisle, to Yom Kippur, which has one par and one aisle, and not to Atzeres, not to Shavuos, which has two Elim. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Shnei Elim Haim. These two are two separate Elim. The one in Vayikra, in Perek Tezvav, is different than the one in the end of Parshas Pinchas. Shnei Elim Haim, Echad Omer Kan, one that's listed over here in Vayikra, the Echad Omer B'chumash V'Kudim, one is at the end of Parshas Pinchas. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you got a big problem. Why is it more likely to be compared to Yom Kippur than Atzeres? They're both the same two Elim. So Gemara says, no, it's not. Afilu Tamar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, even if you go like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that it's two different Elim, there's different reasons for those two Elim to be brought. Hosom Chad L'chovas Hayom, V'chad l'musafim. In regards to Yom Kippur, one is brought as part of the Chovas Hayom, certain korbanos that are brought because of that day. And the second one is part of the korban musaf that's brought because of that day. It's two separate ideas. The one that's brought the Chovas Hayom is not called a korban musaf. And the one that's part of the musaf, that's only one aisle. And therefore, la'afuke, as opposed to atzeres, the tarvayu Chovas Hayom ninu. In regards to atzeres, they're both considered Chovas Hayom. And therefore, neither one there is going to be comparable to the Korban Musaf, and that's why it's more likely to compare the Miluim, this Hakamas HaMishkan day, to Yom Kippur than it is to compare it to Shavuos. As Rashi points out, Chad L'Chovas Hayom, how the Achrimos, the one in Svayikra, in Parshas Achrimos, in Perek Tezvav, that's called Chovas Hayom, the Eino Kori Musaf, it's not called the Korban Musaf, as I mentioned. And the Lo Ksiv Hosom Milvat Olas HaBoker, as opposed to, it says, the Siv B'chol Musaf Milvat Olas HaBoker, not including the Olas HaBoker, the Mashma is a Mosif Al Dvar Yom B'Yomo. That's why the Musaf is extra on top of what's brought regularly. So that's why by Yom Kippur, one is Chovas Hayom and one is Musaf. As opposed to Rashi continues, Lafuki Atzeres, he says, L'chovas Shtei Alechem, both of them come because of the Shtei Alechem and not as a Korban Musaf. Because it says, V'kraftem Al Alechem. And it says there, V'kraftem Al Alechem, Rashi just has V'gomer, says, Shivas Kvosim to be Mibnei Shinoh, Upar Ben Bakor Echad, the Elim Shnayim. So this Elim Shnayim, that's what after the Vegomer, Ubechovas Hayom de Miluim, Ailechu Dahabe, and only in regards to the Chovas Hayom of the Miluim, it was one aisle. So therefore, it's one aisle for Yom Kippur and one aisle for the Miluim, as opposed to two Elim for Atzeres. That's why it makes more sense to say Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur and not Shavuos. Gemara continues in this vein and says, V'yema Rosh Hashanah, let us compare it, Lechaper, the Miluim, to Rosh Hashanah instead of Yom Kippur. Why? The Frishas Shival Yom Echadu. Again, it's the same idea. It's a 7-day separation that we're talking about for a 1-day event. So too, Rosh Hashanah, there's days before it are in Kodesh, there's no days afterwards at a Kodesh, so it's a 1-day event, just like Hakamas HaMishkan, less like the Miluim, the Shivish Mei Miluim, led up to the Hakamas HaMishkan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So too, we could say the 7 days before Rosh Hashanah, you should be Mafrish, the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohanim, and whoever's going to do the Korbanos at Rosh Hashanah, they should be separated for 7 days through this idea of Lechaper. So Gemara gives us the teretz over here. The first will have several terutzim. Amar Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo says, Donin par v'ayil shalom. We compare the Kohen Gadol in the Yom Kippur. He has to bring Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, has to bring his own from his own property, from his own personal possessions, as opposed to mipar v'ayil that it's coming from the Tzibur, Lafuki Atzeres, V'Rosh Hashanah. And now here, Rabbi Avo gives an answer that could apply both to Shavuos as well. In addition to Rosh Hashanah, some of the Mefarshim explain that this is only being brought down now because this is being asked in regards to both of them, so we can knock both of them off over here in one fell swoop, as opposed to the first time we just asked it on just Shavuos alone, so we gave the Teretz that we did for Shavuos. In any event, as opposed to both Shavuos, Lafuki, Atzeres, V'Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, that the par and the ayil that are being brought are the Tzibur Ninu. They come from Korbanos Tzibur. So therefore, just like under Miluin, Aaron had to take from his own possession to bring the par and the ayil on the Akamas HaMishkan, so too on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to take from his own possession the par and the ayil, as opposed to Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, the par and the ayil come from the Tzibur. Gemara says that works out great if that is correct. So this works out according to the opinion, Hanich Leman Diomer Kach Lecha means Mishel Lecha. That, when you say in the Pasuk, Kach Lecha, also in today's parsha, in Parsha Shmini, where it said, "Vayomer el Aaron, kach lecha ego b'makor lechatos v'ayil li'olot between him v'akriv l'nei Hashem." It said, "Kach lecha." Now, the simple understanding, according to this man d'yomer, it means it has to come from your own possessions. Likewise, we turn to Gimel Amud Beis when it says "Vasei lecha." For example, this pasuk is from Bamidbar, where it says "Vasei lecha shtei chatzos shos kesef mikshor tase osam v'yu lecha lemikro ha'ido l'maso es ha'machanos." So it says "Vasei lecha," you shall make again, taking your own money from your own pocket to make the chatzos shos. So when it says "Vasei lecha kach lecha," it means mishal lecha. That's great, according to this man d'yomer. However, according to the other man d'yomer that argues with this, Elul man d'yomer, Michel Tzibur, but according to man d'yomer, it says no. Even over here, where it says kach lecha, asay lecha, it means that it comes from the Tzibur. Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? That doesn't distinguish between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah versus Yom HaKippurim. So Gemara says, the Tanya, what exactly is this machlokis? It says as follows, kach lecha mishalcha. This first opinion says, kach lecha means you take from your own property. Vasei lecha means you take mishalcha, from your own property. As opposed to, if it says different words, for example, it says, v'yichu elech, it says, it shall be taken for you, as it says at the beginning, so there it says that you should have it taken for you, that means mishal tzibur. So this works out great, according to the opinion of Rav Yoshaya, that asei lecha kach lecha means the Kohen Gadol has to take it for himself. So on Yom Kippur, he takes it for himself. On the Miluim, Aaron HaKohen had to take it from his own property for himself. So therefore, those are comparable, as opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, which are taken from the Tzibur. That works out great. Therefore, why we say lechaper means compare the Miluim, HaKamas HaMishkan, to Yom Kippur, because they're both from private personal funds of the Kohen Gadol, and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah are not. That works out great according to Rabbi Yeshaya. However, Rabbi Yonason disagrees. Rabbi Yonason Omer, whether it says kach lecha asei lecha, ben kach lecha, ben asei lecha, ben v'yichu elecha, or this lashon v'yichu elecha, he doesn't distinguish between them. It always means mishel tzibur. There's no distinction over here according to Rabbi Yonason. There's no distinction. So why does it say kach lecha? Umat tamud lomer kach lecha. What does that mean? It certainly sounds like Rabbi Yeshaya that you take from your own property, kach lecha, take from your own. So take for yourself. So Kaviyachol, he explains it as follows, as if, Kaviyachol, Mil Shelcha Anirotze Yoser Mishalahem. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what, I got to take this from the Tzibur, it has to come from the Tzibur, but I really wish it was yours. So therefore, it's Kaviyachol, Lecha is preferable to me. Rashi has an interesting gear. So here, Rashi, the top Rashi in Kaviyachol says, Ani Shamati, I heard this shot. Im hayot tzibur yochol liskaper b'shol yochid. If the tzibur was technically capable of being miskaper, to get an atonement from an individual person's karban, and the Bach just adds the word, mishalcha, from you, hayisi rotze, from you I would rather have taken it. If the tzibur could get a kapara from just one person, so then I would have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you go bring your karban. So that's how Rashi understands this, that's what kaviyachol means. That's the shot that he heard from his Rebbeim. Then he said, "Vani omer." My own personal pshat, however, is lefisha dover karshu lomar. It's very difficult to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to say, saying katz b'Yisrael. I really don't want the Jewish people to bring this to me. Rather, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, did it, and we left the Jewish people out of this. So that's a difficult thing to say. So therefore, Rashi says this kaviyachol means kilomar. Al korchenu yomar kein. It's as if we're forced to say this ki ilu, and we delete the word e according to Masoras Hashatz. Ki'ilu ev shalomar kein, is as if you could say something like this, v'chein kol kaviyochol shebishas. He says, this is the way you should understand every kaviyochol in the shas. In other words, we really don't want to say this, but that's really what it means. So therefore, it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really would prefer kach lecha, that it come from you, but the din is that it has to come from the tzibur. So therefore, this is the opinion of Rav Yonah's son, and this is the opinion that we have a question. Now we get back to our question. According to Rav Yonah's son, we have our question. If the par on Yom Kippur, and the par that Aaron brought on Hakamas HaMishkan didn't have to be brought from the Kohen Gadol, Aaron's personal property, so then there is no difference between Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Again, why do we compare L'chaper, say, the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Miluim, is compared to Yom Kippur? It could just as easily be compared to Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos. That's the question going to Yonasan. Now we just finish off the Brisa. There's a third opinion in the Brisa. Third opinion in the Brisa is Abba Chanan, Omar Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Abba Chanan says the name of Rabbi Elazar, and he says, one pasuk tells us, in terms of making the original Aron Kodesh, it should make an Aron Kodesh out of wood. And then, because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim, you make it out of a different type of wood, Atzei Shitim. So you have the first pasuk from Dvarim Perek Yud, you have the second pasuk from Shmos Chafei. They seem to be saying that there's two Aron Kodeshes over here. Now, they both seem to be using the Lashon, V'asiso L'cha, and then it says, V'asu, you shall make it. So, Haketzat, how do you seem to say that this is talking about two different Aron Kodeshes, that they have two different dinim? One is Asiso L'cha, and one is V'asu. So, Kan Bizman Shiso Osu Mitzono Shomakom. And the other one is Kam Bizman She'enosu Mitzono Shomakom. Now, we'll explain this first like Rashi, but then the Mashar has it the exact opposite. So, a simple understanding according to Rashi is as follows. Rashi is found in the first of the thin lines where he says, "Bizman sheim osu b'tzon shomakum, where Klai Yisrael is doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, so then nikrei suavodo al shumam. Then it comes from, so to say, the tzibur, that the aron is made by Klai Yisrael. However, when Klai Yisrael is not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so then it's as if the aron is only coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the only one that's doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants." The Marsha learns it the exact opposite way. The Marsha says, "Shibizman Shisrael Osim Ritzonu Shemakom." Then Nechshevus Malachtim Kilu Asa Moshe. Then it's as if they're following what Moshe said, and therefore, in that situation, it's said in the singular, "Say Lecha." Bizman She'ein Yisrael Osim Ritzonu Shemakom. When Klai Yisrael is not doing Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, so then it's not done by a Moshe. So then Nikreis Al Shemam Kilu Osim Stam Alacha, like they're just doing something stam. In any event, when you learn it like Rashi, or whether you learn it like the Marsha, we're dealing here with, on the simple understanding, that it's two different arons. So we have one aron that was made in the aron eights for the first set of luchos, which was smashed. And the second aron, that is where we put the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the second time down. So those luchos are put into the second aron. That works out very, very well if you have two arons over here. However, there is a sheet that it says that it's the same aron. So how do you reconcile these two arons? So there are a number of different ways to reconcile this. So the Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Beis tells us that Afa Pi Sharon Shiva Pasuk V'Sisuch Aronates Ainu Osa Aron Shiva Pasuk V'Yosu Aron. It's two different Arons. Mikomaku Mistaber Shishneim Nasu V'Yosu Ofer. They both have the same instructions as that to make them. Either they're both going to be made from the funds of the Tzibor, or theoretically they're both made from the funds of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, this is a valid question in the Braisa, because it seems to say Lecha in one place, and it doesn't say Lecha in the other place. The Malbim is a different teretz if you say that there's only one Aron, and the real Luchos and the Shivri Luchos were together in that one Aron, like we had a discussion in Shkolin. So the Malbim explains, Moshe also saw Aron Bizman Matan Torah. Moshe made the first Aron during the times of Matan Torah, and later on, Bezalel took the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipisa Zohav Tor. He went and plated it with gold, and he made the top kaporis on it, and therefore it's the same Aron, but we have two times that it's made, because there is an addition, so to say, that Bezalel went and put on it. Furthermore, the Siach Yitzchok says that this pshat of Abba Chanan goes also within the opinion of Rabbi Yonah's son, that says that there is no distinction over here between Kach Lecha and Yichlu Elecha. It's all considered coming from the Tzibur. In any event, after this Braisa, we see that you can only say Lechaper compares the Miluin to Yom Kippur if you hold like Rav Yosha. But if you hold like Rav Yonah's son, and possibly like Abba Chanan, so then you have a problem. Why is it more likely to compare the Miluin, the Hakamas HaMishkan, Por Va'ayil, to Yom Kippur, that's also from the Tzibur, and therefore, why not compare it to Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah? So Gemara says, no. Ad kan lo pligiela bekichos the alma, viasios the alma. Rav Yonah's son and Rav Yosha only argue as to whether it means take your own personal funds or it means coming from the tzibur. That's only in general. What's an example? Kichos diyama. That's the pasuk. Kach luchos samim notof ushcheles v'chelbena samim ulavona zaka bad bevad yeh. So that means, according to Rav Yonasan, you come and take it from the communal funds. And Yerushaya, he says to go and take it, Moshe Rabbeinu, from his own pocket. Likewise, Asiyas Diyama, what's that? Asay L'chosh Dechatzoshos Kesef, that pasuk. So there you have the machlokis. Rav Yoshaya says Moshe Rabbeinu had to shell it out from his own pocket. Rav Yonah says, no, it came from the Tzibur. However, Avol Hanach, in regards to both the Miluim, where Aaron was told, Kach L'cho, and Ergon Siyom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol was told, take it from your own property, Kach L'cho, Perusha Komefarish to Mishulchohu. Both Rav Yoshia, as well as Rav Yonah's son, all agree that it has to come from the Kohen Gadol's pocket in the case of Aaron HaKohen, or the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. Now, where do we see this? B'miluim, where do we see this in the Miluim? Michdei, it says, Ksiv, V'yal b'nei Yisrael tedaber limor, kichu sir izim l'chatos. Now that word, kichu sir izim l'chatos, implies that you come from the general tzibur funds. So then, the previous pasuk doesn't make any sense. The previous pasuk to that says, "Vayomer el Aaron kach l'cho ego ben makor l'chatos." It says, "Aaron, you go and take it." So what's going on? Lomeli, you just told me that Aaron should take it. So why are you then telling me kichu sirizim l'chatos? So mustn't it be shmami no kach l'cho over here means mishalucho hu? It means that Aaron a kohen has to go and take this from his own personal funds. Similarly, b'Yom Kippurim, we could look at the same thing. Michti, what does it say in regards to Yom Kippur? It says, "Ksiv b'zol shavo Aaron al kodesh b'par ben b'kol l'chatos v'gomer." Now, the v'gomer is actually very short. It says the ayol yolah. I'm not sure why it says v'gomer instead of the ayol yolah. And then it continues, "Umeyes hadas b'nei Yisroel yikach shnei sireizim l'chatos v'yayel echad liyolah." Now, the lashon of the pasuk is "Umeyes hadas b'nei Yisroel yikach," which is mashma that it comes from the tzibur. So then, why do you need the next pasuk that says, Vihikriv, now it says the word Aaron as well, Vihikriv Aaron es parachatos asher lo. Why does it say asher lo? That implies that it's not from the tzibur. Lo mali, shma mina. Hai lo. This word over here, lo, means mishalo hu. It has to come from Aaron HaKohen himself. So therefore, even Rav Yonasan agrees that in this specific case, he also agrees with Rav Yoshia that it comes from on the Miluim, from Aaron HaKohen's personal pocket, and the Kohen Gadol's personal pocket for Yom Kippur. Ah, we're back to our original answer, that it makes sense to be comparing L'chaper, the Miluim, HaKomas HaMishkun, to Yom Kippur, because they both come from the personal pocket, the Shor of Ha'ayil, as opposed to the Shor of Ha'ayil that are mentioned in regards to Shavuos, and that are mentioned in regards to Rosh Hashanah, they come from the Tzibur. So the Teretz we gave can be reconciled even with the opinion of Rav Yonasan. That's Teretz number one, really. Teretz number two, Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, Donin par l'chatos v'ayu li'ola, mi par l'chatos v'ayu li'ola. Lafuke, Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres, as opposed to on Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, where there they have the tarvayu olos ninu, that there, both of them are olos. Now what is this Teretz? So this Teretz is telling us over here, according to Rav Ashi, that the miluim is a par l'chatos, and an ayu li'ola. Now, on Yom Kippur, it's also par l'chatas, and ayol liola. The par each time is for a chatas, and the ayol each time is for an ola. As opposed to on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and Atzeres, where there, both of them are ola. The par is also brought as an ola, it's not brought as a chatas. So again, if we're going to go and compare l'chaper, the miluim, when it's a par l'chatas and ayol liola, makes sense to go and compare it to another place, Yom Kippur, where the par is for a chatas and the ayol is for an ola, and not Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, where both of them are olos. That's Teretz number two. And we have another Teretz, Teretz number three, and Teretz number three really has a 3a and a 3b too. We'll have an ikud diamri. So the third terrace, Ravina Omar, he says as follows. Ravina says, Donin avoda b'koin gadol, me avoda b'koin gadol, as opposed to le'afuke kulu kushiyosin, the lav avoda b'koin gadol ninu. This terrace is an all-encompassing terrace for all of the possible reasons that we said. Go compare the miluin, the hakamas hamishkan, to each of the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres, all of them can be answered in the same way. None of those had to be performed by the Kohen Gadol. All the korbanos on each of those other days besides Yom Kippur could be performed by any Kohen. Kohen Gadol is always allowed to do any avoda that he wants, but he's not obligated to do the avoda.
But Aaron HaKohen, he was a Kohen Gadol, he had to do the avoda of the Miluim on Hakamas HaMishkan. After the 7 days of separation, he had to go do on Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. He had to go and put up the Mishkan on and bring the Korbanos on the 8th day. So to on Yom Kippur. All of the avoda on Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, it makes sense if you're going to compare the Miluim to something. So that's done by a Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen. So too, Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. It makes sense to compare those two. L'chaper should be compared from one Kohen Gadol activity to another required Kohen Gadol activity, as opposed to comparing the Kohen Gadol activity to a non-Kohen Gadol activity. Lafuke, all these other possible comparisons, because the lav avod of Kohen Gadol, no, they don't require that a Kohen Gadol do their korbanos. That's the first version of Ravina. Alternatively, Ravina said as follows: Donin avoda tchila me avoda tchila lafuki hani de lav tchila ninu. It makes sense to go and compare the first time something is done to the first time something is done, as opposed to something that's not the first time it's done. What exactly does this mean? So Gemara explains it like I just said. My tchila. What does it mean tchila? Ilei ma tchila b'kohen gadol. If it means that this is the type of activity that must be done first by the Kohen Gadol, so then, Hainu Kamaisa, then how is this Ikud the Amri any different than the first answer that Ravina gave? So obviously that can't be it. Ella, it's talking about Avoda Tchila Bamakum. It's the first time that Avoda was done in that place. So the Miluin, when Aaron HaKohen goes and does Hakamas HaMishkan, so it's the first time the Avoda is being done in the full-fledged Mishkan. There's an obvious question here, which I'll get to in a second, that you may be thinking of. So too, the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh Kodashim to do the Avoda of Yom Kippur. That's the first time an Avoda was done in the Kodesh Kodashim. So therefore, it makes sense to compare a Tchila, a first-time event of the Miluim, the first time the Mishkan was used, to the Kodesh Kodashim, the first time it's used on Yom Kippur, than all of these other holidays, which are not first. We had Korbanos brought before all of these other holidays, so therefore they're not Tchila, they're not first. Now, the problem with this, which you may have been thinking of, is that this is Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Aaron HaKohen goes and sacrifices a korban for the first time on the 8th day. Guess what? Moshe Rabbeinu did this sacrificing 7 days in a row already. So how is this an answer to say that it's a tchila? It's not. It's the 8th time it was done, not the first time that it's done. So this is a very, very good question. And Rashi himself asked this question. So he says, in the middle of Dibra Maslu Tchila B'makom, he says, V'im b'shvil sheshimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei ha-miluim, if you're going to tell me that this isn't the first time the Avodah is being done in the Mishkan for 7 days before Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu did it during the shivas yimei ha-miluim, so then that's not called a problem. Ein kruya avoda. When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, it didn't have the status of being an avoda. Rashi says, Ein kruya avoda etzel avodas kohanim. This isn't called an avoda compared to the avoda the kohanim do, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't wearing big day kahuna. And we know, halacha is, if a Kohen were to do an avoda without wearing big day kahuna, that avoda doesn't count. That's what Rashi says. Avodas kohanim has to be shuv b'levush big day kahuna. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? V'shomor Moshe b'choluk lovon. Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing a white garment. And this is discussed elsewhere, which we'll talk about in a moment, why a white garment, and there was a special dispensation that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't doing something wrong. He was told to wear this white garment by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it didn't have the status as an avoda. And therefore, the first time an avoda is done over here on the Arim Mizbeach, on the Hakamas HaMishkan, is when Aaron HaKohen does it on day 8, when he's wearing the full big day kahuna. Now what is this white garment that Moshe Rabbeinu is wearing? So this is brought down in the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Yud Aleph and also in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Dalet, where it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen. Lo haya Kohen. V'rach huchsho l'hak Rabbi Yosu Shah. And he only was allowed to go a special like Hora Shah. It's interesting, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shemini, it tells us because Moshe Rabbeinu was misariv to go, he refused to go, and back to Paro to Mitzrayim, because he says Aaron HaKohen, his older brother, should go. So for those 7 days that he refused to go, so connected that, he was given these 7 days of doing the Avodah, but he wasn't allowed to become the Kohen Gadol. That was what the original plan was, because he refused for 7 days. So he did 7 days of Avodah, but he didn't get to become the Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol. The Siach Yitzchok and the Mitzvah Eisan, they add as follows. And they say that this avoda that Moshe Rabbeinu did during the 7 days of the Miluim, it wasn't nechsheves avoda b'mishkan, Why? Because the mishkan was put up and taken down every day. And it had the status of being like a bama. It had the status of not being the mishkan and not being a bama. And that's what Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says. And only on the eighth day, when the mishkan was permanently put up and it wasn't taken down, now it has the status of being a mishkan. The Nachlas Yoshua has another interesting point. He brings down, this is such an obvious teretz that the Miluim was a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is a Kohen Gadol. Why didn't everybody agree to this and say that's an obvious teretz? Why Yom Kippur should be the one that compared more so than any other day? So he brings down that you might have thought it says Vayakrivu Bnei Aaron es Adam Elov, that the Bnei Aaron were able to do the whole locha. So therefore, it wasn't that every single aspect of the Miluim had to be done by a Kohen Gadol. So that's why the other Pshatim didn't answer like Ravina, they gave their teretz. As a final interesting aside, this is one of the reasons why people wear a kittel at the night of the Seder. We know it's supposed to go, the famous Rambam, Laharus is Atzma, we're supposed to make ourselves appear like we're really going out of Mitzrayim on this night, and that everything that we're doing, including eating the Afikomen, connected the Korban Pesach. We don't have Nebuch of Korban Pesach. So what type of clothing did people wear they were wearing the Korban Pesach? So some bring down the custom that people, when they ate a Korban, they would wear white clothing, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't the Kohen, he wore these white garments. So too, when people would eat a Korban, they would wear white garments. So one of the beautiful Minhagim explanations for why we wear a kittel on the night of the Seder is because we want to imagine ourselves like we're eating the Korban Pesach. The Afikomen is connected to Korban Pesach, and therefore we wear a white garment to demonstrate this idea of eating a Korban. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara says, Ki Osir Avdimi, when Avdimi came up from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said the following, Rabbi Yochanan Masnei Chodah. Now the Gerson that we have is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now the Masoros HaShatz brings down it should be Reish Lakish, but many argue that it can't be Reish Lakish over here because Reish Lakish doesn't agree with this whole drasha, as we'll see from the Gemara later on. So we'll just leave it with the Gerson that we have, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yochanan Masnei Chodah, he says you learn out that from the pasuk Kasher Oso B'Yom Hazeh Tziv Hashem Lasos L'Chaper. So he says Lasos L'Chaper is only teaching us Yom Kippur. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Masnei Chodah Lasos L'Chaper. They both refer to Yom Kippur. However, again, the Gersa we have is Reshu ben Levi, not Reish Lakish, Masti Tarti. He says, no, Lasos, that refers Elu Masi Parat, that refers to the Parat Duma. And when it says L'chaper, as we had early had in yesterday's shir, Elu Masi Yom Kippurim. So this is a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reshu ben Levi. Where it says, Rav Yochanan Masti Ha'chodo, but wait a second. But we learned in our Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim, and Shivas Yomim Kodim Srevas Apara. We have the Mishnah in Parah, which we mentioned in yesterday's year, that says both of them are referring to 7 days of separation for the Kohen who's doing the Parah Duma, as well as for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say it's only one? So Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'ale Bialma. This is just an additional stringency. This Mila over here that we say that the Kohen who's going to bring the Parah Duma has to separate himself for 7 days, it's all a rabbinical stringency. It's not based upon this Pasuk. It's a good idea because we brought down yesterday, we had to do so many chumras in regards to Parah Duma because of the one kula that we did that we were matamid, the Kohen who would go and bring the Parah Duma to Hotzi Miliban Shotstukin to say that a Tful Yom is capable of doing the activities of the Parah Duma. So since we have that one leniency, so we go overboard the other way, we have so many milos, so many stringencies in regards to the Parah Duma. So this is just an example of that, but it's not based upon the Pasuk. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. Only Masnei Chodah, he says, the Lasos L'Chaper, both referring to Yom Kippur. Gemara says, wait a second. Vama Rav Min Yumi Bar Chilkiya, who said, Omar Rav Mechasio Baridi, said the name of Mechasio Baridi, Omar Rav Yochanan, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rav Yochanan, says here it's only one, Lasos L'Chaper is all referring to Yom Kippur, but Rav Yochanan himself is the one that says, Kasha Osa B'Yom HaZeh, Tziv Hashem, Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem, means Lasos Elu Maisi Para, L'Chaper Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. So you have Rav Yochanan himself saying, Beferish, this drasha. So how can you tell me that Rav Yochanan doesn't hold this drasha? So Gemara answers, how would the Rabbe? The answer over here is that this is his Rebbe's opinion. Where do we see this? The Chiyosur Ravin, when Ravin came up from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Yochanan, he said in the name of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol, the name of Rav Yochanan's Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmol, and he said, Lassos Elumase Paro, Lachaper Elumase Yom Kippurim. So this is his Rebbe's opinion. But we just brought down, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Rav Yochanan says only one, that's Rav Yochanan's own personal opinion. Now, this brings out a very great question, which Tosfos asks over here in Dibur HaMasechel D'Rabbeinu. He says, wait a second, we should have answered over here instead of the answer that we gave, that this is the opinion of his Rebbe versus his own opinion. We should have said, Trei Amarayi Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. We should have said the Rav Dimi held one way and Ravin held another way. It's a machlokes between Amarayim, what their Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, said. Rav Dimi said he held Masni Choda, and Rav Dimi is Masne Tarte. Then we'd have no problems. But according to this, we have a problem. Because the Ashkach Behedya, the Rochum, Mishmei, the Rishmol, Omar Hochi, we have a big problem. How can you argue with the Tana? Rav Yochanan is an Amora, a great, great, great Amorayim, but normally the Amorayim do not argue with Tanoim, and Rishmol is a Tana. That's Tosis' question. Hechi Poli Garav Yishmol, Shutana. So Tosus answers, Yeshul Mamishum, the Ashkach Braisa Lekamon. We'll have in tomorrow's Shia a Braisa, the Tanya Kavasi, which will go exactly like Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan is not arguing on his own. He's saying this Braisa, which is a Tanoic statement, is able to argue with the Tanoic statement of Rabbi Yishmol. That's the simple first teretz that Tosus gives. Inami, you go down a little bit in Tosus, he says another teretz, Yeshul Mamar, Midikom Rav Yochanan Mishmei, the Rabbi Yishmol, Miklal the Rabbanon Pligile. He's saying this is what Rabbi Yishmael's opinion is, and that implies that there is a different Tanoic opinion that argues on Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore the Yud Yamak Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yochanan himself holds like this other opinion of the Tanoic Rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Yishmael. Now the Gemara continues, and here we have Reish Lakish brought into the discussion. Amalei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is being asked the question by Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asks, Mehecha Kol Yalfis La, where are you going to learn out this din that Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, requires 7 days of being separated, and then on Yom Kippur he does the Avodah? You're telling me we learn it out from the Miluim. You're learning it out from the Miluim. But wait a second. Imam Miluim, Kol HaKosov Behen, Ma'akev Behen. So if you're learning it out from the Miluim, so then just like the Miluim on Ma'akev, so too, everything that's done by the Miluim is Ma'akev, so too, everything that's done for Yom Kippur, should we learn that from there, should be Ma'akev. But wait a second. If you're telling me that on Yom Kippur everything was ma'akev, we got a problem. Yeah, if you're saying that that's true, but we have a problem. We learned in our Mishnah yesterday, is the beginning of the Shia, but none. We go and prepare another Kohen Gadol in case Rachman al-Islam, something happens to the first Kohen Gadol, he becomes Tami, or Rachman al-Islam, he dies, or anything like that. So we have a second Kohen Gadol all set to go, but we don't have to be mafresh, that second Kohen Gadol. V'lo ketani mafreshin. We don't separate him. Now, if you're telling me that Aaron HaKohen, for the HaKamas HaMishkan, in the 7 days of Miluim, it was mechuyev, and it was ma'akev for him to be the Kohen Gadol, he had to separate himself for 7 days, or else he wouldn't have been able to do the HaKamas HaMishkan, so then the same thing should apply by Yom Kippur. So great, you set up a second Kohen Gadol to take over just in case, but he's not being mafresh, and therefore, if it's ma'akev, it won't be good. So therefore, we got a problem. That's what Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan. Are you going to tell me? V'chitema, maybe what it means, my misaknin, when it says over here, that we're maskinin, that we go and set aside a separate Kohen Gadol, it means also mafreshin, that we also are mafreshim, so then it shouldn't have used the word maskinin. Listen, o idiv idi maskinin, o idiv idi mafreshin. You should have used the same term in both places. And therefore, since it didn't use the same term, it must mean that it's not ma'akev. So, kasha and Rav Yochanan, if you're comparing it to the miluim, it should be ma'akev. Now, the Gemara doesn't give us Rav Yochanan's teretz, surprisingly. Rav Yochanan just goes on. We'll see in a moment what he says. So, what's the teretz to this question? Sounds like it's a good question from Reish Lakish. So, the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, in Dibur HaMasechel, Ima says the Yerushalmi provides the answer. Be Yerushalmi, Mosev lo mehodo de yalfinon u molak vihikter. It teaches us over there that you have to do the Malika and then the Haktorah. Ma Haktorah Berosho Shom Mizbeach, Af Malika Berosho Shom Mizbeach. And there it teaches us, V'kaimalei Haktorah Lo Ma'akva. There it teaches us that the Haktorah is not Ma'akev. And we don't say, Ima Malika Ma'akeves, so then the Haktorah must be Ma'akev. So just like there, just because you're comparing two things together, doesn't mean that they're compared 100% and it's not Ma'akev.
He then further adds, he says, "Va'od mevi sham harbei dvarim she'en ma'akvin, halamedim me'a ma'akvin." He brings out many, many other such examples where something that is not ma'akev is learned out for something that's ma'akev, the ein metaritz klum. But he concludes, it doesn't really answer things well. The Or Sameach gives a different teretz. The Or Sameach says that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't choshesh for this kasha of Reish Lakish, and that's why he didn't answer, because the miluyim are not ma'akev, ella hafrisha l'tchilas kiddushim. Only the hafrasha of Aaron HaKohen was ma'akev. The Kan, over here by the Kohen Gadol, he is already niskadesh, so ain't hafrisha ma'akevis. It's the difference between somebody who's never been the Kohen Gadol and somebody who's already the Kohen Gadol. However, he brings down from the Rimi Luniel, and this is based upon a Meiri, that actually Rav Yochanan does require the Kohen Gadol replacement, the person in standing in for the Kohen Gadol, in case he gets a Tomei or a Psul of some sort, or Rechmon Slani dies, that he should be Mafrish for 7 days as well. And this is also the opinion of the Sfas Ebes, who says from the fact that Rav Yochanan doesn't answer means that's the answer. In any event, Rav Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, "Nu, and what are you going to answer then? If you're not going to learn it out from the Miluyim, where are you going to learn it out from?" So Amar Leh, Ela Mar, you Reish Lakish, Mehecha Yoluflah, where are you going to learn it from? Again, Rabbi Yochanan treats Reish Lakish, who's really a Talmud Chaver, with great respect, and calls him Mar. So Nu, he says, "You asked me a good kasha. We just gave some terutzim to that kasha, but the Gemara doesn't give those terutzim. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, so how are you going to learn it out if you're not learning it out from the Miluyim?" So Amar, so Reish Lakish says, "Mi Sinai, I learned it out from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated before he went up on Har Sinai. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, vayachaseo ha'onon sheishes yomim, vayikro al Moshe, vayom ha'shvi." Now, the words of the end of the pasuk, "Mitoch ha'onon." Now, what does this pasuk mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu was covered up by the Onon for 6 days, right? And then he called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day, and mitoch ha'onan, from the inside of the anan. Michtei, let's understand this. He called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day. So what were the first 6 days? My sheishes yomim, zeh bono ab. This comes to teach us a rule. And this rule is a general rule. Whenever you're going to do something b'kedusha, you have to be separated from it for a period of time beforehand. Shekola nichnas b'machne shchina. Whenever you go into the machne shchina, normally the machne shchina means just in general, but here it really means the machne shchina, a very, very high level of kedusha, ton prisha shisha. You have to go separate yourself out for 6 days. Now, we're going to ask the obvious question, for anan shiva tanan, but we learn that the kohen gadol has to be separated for 7 days, not 6 days. If you want to use this as a source, Reish Lakish, so then you should say the Kohen Gadol separated himself for 6 days, not 7 days. So where do we get 7 days from? So Gemara says, Mas Nisan Reb Yehuda ben Seira. Our Mishnah is in fact the opinion of Yehuda ben Seira, and we get ready to turn to Dalet Amud Aleph, because he is the Chayish L'Tumas Beso. We already explained in yesterday's shir that Beso is Ishto. Beso zu Ishto. As the top Rashi says over here, Shemo imizokek li Ishto. He's going to be with his wife, have relations with her, and it could occur, detira dam bishaz bia, and she could have pierce a nida during the relations, and then he would be tomei as a boel nida for 7 days. V'nimtso tomei shivas yomim kimishpat boel nida. V'loyocho lava biyom kippurim. And this way, he would be not able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So we separate himself from his wife for 7 days. Once you're ready doing 6 days, so then we say, do 7 days. We learn out the 6 day separation from Har Sinai, according to Reish Lakish. But then, because we're choshish for Yehuda Meseira, then maybe he will become a Baal Nida, so therefore separate the extra day. So even in Rahman al San, if he were to be a Baal Nida by accident, it would be 8 days beforehand, so he could still become Tar and do the avodah on Yom Kippurim. One additional point I just mentioned, some aren't Gores. The Giris over here, my sheishes yomim. You can see this in the Tosfos Yeshanim over here in Dibra Maskil Zeh Bono Av, where he writes the Alfinon Mehacha Bemem Motzinu. It's not really a Binyan Av; it's really a Ma Motzinu. Or alternatively, Inami, it's sheishes yomim is miyuter. It's extra. B'dichsev by Yikrav Moshe by Yom Hashvi. So obviously, it was after 6 days. The Siach Yitzchak adds that this is the way the Yerushalmi learns this as well. Finally, in the drushas of the Ran, he has a very interesting idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready to get Nevuah at any point in time. And this wasn't really needed for Moshe Rabbeinu to separate himself, as opposed to a regular Kohen Gadol had to go and prepare and be elevating himself during this period of separation in order to be able to accept the Kedusha that would be available, so to say, on that eighth day when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kodashim. Just go a little bit weiter. Amalei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Bishlam Ladidi, according to me, everything works out well. The Afinim Miluim, I learn now from the Miluim. So therefore, Hainu Tanya, it makes sense to say, Zev Zeh, that the Kohen Gadol, who is doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, as well as the Kohen, who is going to be taking care of the Parah Aduma, so Mazin, the love Kil Shiva, we go and sprinkle the Mechatis on them every single day of the 7 day of separation. Mikol hachatos shayusham, from all of the different chatos that were there. Now this is a very interesting thing, that they kept all of the chatos either in one place or another. There's two different understandings over here where they actually put it. Rashi brings down over here that mikol paru upara hayu nostim kitzas l'mishmeres mino efer b'chil. He says that this was located and stored in the chil, which was an area, the surrounded part of the Azara and the Ezra's Noshim, and this was an area we talked about earlier in Shkolim, where the Romans had breached into the Chel area from the Sorek. So, in any event, this was a certain area, and that's where all of the Paradumas were gathered together. Others say, no, that was put up on the area where the Paradum was made, in the Har HaMishkan. In any event, Rashi tells us that they kept a little bit from each Paraduma, and in Masech Tepara, this is discussed over there. And then Rashi adds, "Ani shamati efer parusha Moshe lo kola," that the paraduma that Moshe Rabbeinu had made never ended. And in fact, the Mara elsewhere tells us that there was only one paraduma that was used from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way through the entire first Beis Hamikdash, and only the second paraduma was made when Ezra came back at the start of the second Beis Hamikdash. And there was a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether there were an additional total of 9 paradumas, the one from Moshe, one from Ezra, and then 7 extra ones, and the 10th one would be in the time of Moshiach, B'mehir Yomeinu, or according to Rav Meir, there was only a total of 7. So you had the one from Moshe, one from Ezra, and then you had 4 others in the second Beis Hamikdash, with the 7th one being B'ezras Hashem, when Moshiach comes, B'mehir Yomeinu. So in any event, they had all of these mixtures, if you wish, of the paradumas, and they used this to be mazin on the Kohen Gadol, who was waiting for Yom Kippur, or the Kohen who was doing another paraduma, they would sprinkle on him as well. In any event, so this, Rav Yochanan says, works out very well to me. It says, bezeh, bezeh, they would do this. The Haminami Hazor b'miluim, because it was also Hazor during the Yimei HaMiluim, that it says that blood was sprinkled on Aaron Ubana from the korbanos that they brought. They didn't have yet the paraduma. The paraduma was only brought on the second day after the HaKomash HaMishkan. The first day was the HaKomash HaMishkan, and on Beis Nisan, that's when they made the first Paraduma. So, this works out very well. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to me, El Didach, according to you, the Yalfis Misinai, you're learning this out, not from the Miluim, but from Har Sinai, Hazor B'Sinai, Mihabit. There was no Hazor on Har Sinai, so where do you get your source? Did you do the Hazor? Did you do the sprinkling of the Paraduma onto the Kohen, Gadol for Yom Kippur, and onto the Kohen who was being Mechate, who was preparing the Paraduma, a new Paraduma. Now, the Mefarshim do point out that, in fact, there was Hazos during the time of the preparation for HaSinai. It says that, so they did have Hazor there too, but that Hazor was not for a purification purpose. That, the Mefarshim say, was for the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's a different type of Hazor. In any event, this is the question on Reish Lakish, how are you going to learn it out? So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, what, you have no problem? It's so good according to you? By the Miluim, it was Dam. The Miluim, it was Dam. They didn't have a Paradum, as I just said. But here, on Yom Kippur, they're doing with the Mechatas. So you have a problem just like I have a problem. So Rav Yochanan says, no. Halokasha. The Tani Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya learned. And Rashi points out that Lekami Bishmaisin Maisilo, this is going to be brought down later on, without the name of Rav Chiya. And the reason why we mention over here the Tani Rav Chiya is because these are brises on Vayikra, and they're all from Rav Chiya. In any event, Rav Chiya learned Nichlisu Mayim Tachas Dam, that the original Dam that was sprinkled on Aaron Ubanov was switched to, once they had the Paraduma, to be sprinkled with Paraduma. So that's what Rav Yochanan answers. However, he returns back to Reish Lakish, El Lidach, according to your answering, Hazor B'Sinai Mehabor. There was no Hazos on Har Sinai, and therefore you don't have an answer. But Reish Lakish does give them an answer, Amalei, Ma'ilo B'Alma. Again, this was an additional stringency that they did. Once they're doing it for the Paraduma, so they did it also for the Kohen Gadol. With this, we'll conclude today's shiur.